It's a cold, raw morning, but in Claudia Barrett's climate-controlled garage-turned-coffee roastery, the tastes and smells are tropical.
Good grape acidity, red currant.
At CQ Coffee Roasters, everything is meticulous, each carefully selected variety roasted just enough in pursuit of flavors far beyond your standard cup of joe.
What we try to do with each coffee is really bring forward one mind-blowing tasting note from that coffee.
And it looks like they're succeeding. Every year, a ranking of the 30 best coffees comes out from a magazine called Coffee Review. Think Wine Spectator for coffee. CQ's Kenya Kirinyaga Peaberry was ranked 5th, beating out submissions from some of the biggest names in the specialty coffee world. Barrett says that recognition puts her little roasting company and New Hampshire on the map.
It's very exciting when you wake up and you get coffee orders from Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, Washington. These coffee meccas are coming, you know, to a roaster in New Hampshire.
But she says her goal is to be a roaster in New Hampshire for New Hampshire. Specialty coffee, more associated with the West Coast and big cities, is just starting to get a foothold in the state. But Barrett is no newcomer to high-end coffee.
I was in a grad school program from my PhD in American literature, and I went to a coffee cafe to work, and I began tasting all these things in the cup.
That was the early 90s. She dropped out and dove into the coffee world, learning, tasting, writing, roasting, and actually helping launch Starbucks. She took a break to have her kids, now 8 and 6, and last year decided she had the experience and the passion to make a go of starting her own company here. CQ Coffee Roasters is small by design, just a couple of employees in a garage, and one roaster, a machine about as tall as a person that looks like a cross between a washing machine, a countertop mixer, and the front of a steam locomotive. Most sales are mail order, but CQ also delivers door-to-door in the Bedford area. And CQ supplies D-Squared Java in Exeter, which might be the state's only specialty coffee cafe.
We just tasted some of her coffee, and it was like a super, like, strawberry bomb.
Dan Demers, who owns D-Squared, says CQ is one of 3 area roasters supplying his cafe, but he expects that to change.
Right now we're, I'd say, on the cusp of a coffee revolution.
Demers says he's seeing a growing demand for this kind of carefully crafted coffee, and plenty of pleasantly surprised faces when customers find out it came from Bedford. For her part, Barrett hopes to open up a storefront of her own, selling bags of specially roasted beans like bottles of wine. That is, plenty of variety, plenty of quality, and plenty of tastings.
Where they taste how sweet it is, how juicy it is, how unique it is from cup to cup, and they want to keep coming back. And we're there to take them on this stairway to heaven.
Fueled by passion and a fair amount of caffeine, she just might make that dream come true. For NHPR, I'm Michael Samuels.